This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump has the message for the hundreds of thousands of federal government workers receiving no pay.
The TSA has been experiencing far higher unscheduled absences during the shutdown, with workers not getting paid. Kicking off this busy MLK holiday with 8% of employees skipping work on Saturday compared to 3% a year ago. That forced screening areas to close at some airports, including BWI in Baltimore, where one of the three checkpoints had to be shut down. Still, TSA reports nationwide most passengers waited less than 30 minutes. It expects 8 million travelers to pass through its checkpoints over the long holiday weekend. I'm Julie Walker.
Afghanistan's Taliban says it's opened a new round of peace talks Monday in Qatar with the United States. Taliban spokesman said the two-day meeting in Doha will continue on Tuesday. Zalmay Khalizan, the U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Political Reconciliation, is leading the U.S. delegation. Khalizan has held several rounds of talks with Taliban representatives in Qatar in recent months, and the last interaction between the two sides had taken place in the United Arab Emirates in December. The European Union has imposed sanctions on Russian military intelligence chiefs over the nerve agent attack on a former Russian double agent in Britain last year. EU foreign ministers meeting in Brussels Monday slapped travel bans and asset freezes on four Russians, including the head and deputy head to Russia's military intelligence for the attack on Sergei Skripal and his daughter, Yulia. Moscow dismissed the sanctions as groundless, and the EU's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, says that the Russia sanctions decision does have a sound legal backing. This is VOA News. Israeli military had launched strikes into Syria early on Monday as part of its increasing open assault on Iran's presence there. Reuters' Grace Germain.
We started to discuss.
On Monday, fighter jets focused on the Iranian Quds Force, targeting munitions stores, a site at Damascus International Airport, an intelligence site, and a military training camp. At least 11 people are reported to have been killed, but Syrian state media said the country's Russian air defense system had intercepted and destroyed most of the targets. The Israeli strikes were launched in response to cross-border fire over the weekend, when Syria says it repelled an air attack and the Israeli Defense Forces reported shooting down a rocket fired at a ski resort in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights.
That's Reuters' Grace Germain reporting. Meanwhile, a suicide bomber in Syria has targeted a convoy of U.S. and allied Kurdish forces in the second attack against U.S. forces in the past week. U.S. military colonel Sean Ryan said there were no casualties among the U.S.-led coalition members. Monday's attack comes days after a suicide attack killed 19 people, including two U.S. service members and two American civilians in the northern Syrian town of Manbij. That attack also wounded three U.S. troops and raised questions about what happens once U.S. forces withdraw from Syria for good. Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir is set to go to Qatar this week. It is his first overseas trip since widespread anti-government protests rocked the nation. Bashir will meet with Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad al-Thani on Wednesday to discuss ways of boosting relations. Bashir is trying to downplay the protests, insisting that foreign agents and infiltrators are responsible for the dissent, as well as the violence that has followed. Greece's parliament began to debate Monday a deal that would normalize Greek relations with Macedonia. This is a day after violent protests against the accord broke out in Athens. Parliamentary officials have tentatively scheduled a vote for Thursday on the deal, which calls for Macedonia to change its name and for Greece to drop its objections to the Balkan country, joining NATO and the European Union. The deal was debated Monday in the Greek Parliament's Committee on Defense and Foreign Policy, while the House's session will take up debate on Wednesday. Greeks have been divided over the accord in which Macedonia will change its name to the Republic of North Macedonia. Greece has long protested the name adopted by its northern neighbor after it split from Yugoslavia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.